Well, let's visit with cattle rancher Kevin Fulton from Litchfield, Nebraska. Kevin will be serving on this new agriculture council, Nebraska Agriculture Council of the Humane Society of the United States, here in Nebraska, announced at a news conference this morning. And Kevin, it sounds like you were fairly instrumental in helping get this together.
Well, yeah, it was. Well, first of all, it was my idea to bring Wayne out here to Nebraska, and then when he was out here, you know, one of the reasons I had him come to the farm, I wanted to discuss with him the idea of forming a farmer rancher council to hook to work with HSUS on some of these issues, and we're going to do it at some of the state and also the national level. So it's he took it back to his board, and they thought it was a great idea, so we're moving forward on that.
Okay. And what do you see happening with this? I mean, what do you hope to see happen?
Well, I think it's a way to bring people together that from different worlds, and but we have that have a lot of common interests, and when it comes to welfare of farm animals, and we can use expertise on both ends and sort of bridge that gap, work together to find solutions that will make improve the situation for the welfare of our farm animals.
And in your own operation, you're doing a lot of this already?
Yes, we have cattle, sheep, goats, poultry. We've had pigs. Everything's raised out on pasture. And we have one of the largest diversified livestock operations in central Nebraska.
And as far as finding markets for your product, has that been a challenge for you?
Yes, it's always been a challenge. And but I can tell you that just in the last 6 months to a year that we've seen a real surge in interest from the consumer in humanely raised products, and we've had more people knocking at our door looking for grass-fed beef and some of our other pastured products than we've had in the last 10 years by a huge increase.
You know, it seems like this is kind of a big shift for HSUS and in the way they've approached states. You see this possibly as a model for other states in the country?
Yeah, I definitely think that's the case, because I think we'll see other ag councils forming in other states, and we'll see similar things. And of course, you know, the Farmers Union is all around the country and in other states, and I think that some of those leaders, Farmers Union leaders from other states, hopefully will see the example that John Hansen has set here in Nebraska and take that into consideration and consider doing something similar in their own state.
You made some pretty strong statements about the treatment of animals and what you feel is maybe cruel and inhumane, and there's just a lot of disagreement amongst producers about what is cruel and what is inhumane.
That's true, there is, and I feel strongly about the statements I made, and a lot of my statements are based on, you know, the way I feel, the way I was raised, and like I mentioned, my father was a veterinarian and a farmer and rancher, and farming in my family goes back as many generations as we can trace, so I have that heritage, and so I was influenced by that, but also I in constant communication with some of the top animal welfare experts in the world, and a lot of my opinion is based on the information I've gotten from them.